Another factor in understanding this administration's policy of appeasement is its relationship with an organization you may not have heard of before, one of the largest, most powerful organizations in the world, and you should know its name. It's called the Organization for Islamic Cooperation, Organization for Islamic Cooperation, OIC, and so far has gone virtually unnoticed. Who are they? The OIC is the second largest intergovernmental organization in the world after the United Nations. The OIC claims they have authority to represent all Muslims, even those who live in non-Muslim countries like the United States. In 2005, this very influential Islamic organization published a 10-year plan of action in 2005. To implement its Sharia-based speech code requirements worldwide. Listen very carefully to what I'm telling you right now. It explains this week. They had a 10-year plan of action to implement their Sharia-based, Islamist-based speech code requirements worldwide. But don't take my word for it. They published this plan on their website in English so no one would miss their intent. They intend to internationally criminalize all communication or any communication or speech that's deemed by them to be insulting to Islam, even in countries like the United States. That, my friends, explains the story of this week. Islamic enforced speech codes. No one, not Muslims, not non-Muslims, not Americans, are allowed to say anything Islamists see as insulting to their religion. They intend to force us to kiss our freedom of speech and religion goodbye, and that's why we're being forewarned today. Unbelievably, last December, they succeeded with both President Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's help, because they pushed through the United Nations the passage of UN Resolution 1618, which called upon all countries to enact laws preventing derogatory references to Islam, a clear violation of our First Amendment freedom of speech. And even before that, in October, last October, many prominent Islamic organizations wrote a letter to the White House, where they urged our White House to do a complete purge of any federal training materials from references to the ideology of Islam, to ensure that all trainers in our U.S. military, our FBI, and other U.S. security agencies be retrained so they would be brainwashed in political correctness toward Islam. That's enforced Islamic speech codes here in the United States. And all done with the help of our President and Secretary of State. It took only days for the Obama administration to reply to this demand letter from the Islamists, promising to set up a task force with these same organizations to immediately begin this unprecedented purge of our counterterrorism training in every federal agency across the board. It's breathtaking, never been done before. But when members of Congress, myself included, started to ask questions about the identities of who these people were who were leading this purge in our government and what it was they were purging from our training materials, the Obama administration told us the information was closed. It was classified. We couldn't know who was behind this. I'm here to say, my friends, that we're now today very late in the game. We're quickly losing our sense of who we are as a nation, and we're losing our ability to identify our radical Islamist enemy. The time has come to stand unashamedly for our freedom and our values and draw an unmistakable red line for our enemies across the world.